From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Jesus is making a huge splash on YouTube. He's the subject of a video called Why I Hate Religion But Love Jesus that's been viewed more than 18 million times in just a few weeks. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, some see YouTube as a new pulpit for the millennial generation.
The video is Spare, a young man dressed in leather jacket and jeans looking into the camera. Then 22-year-old Jefferson Bethke, a church-going Christian and rap artist, voices what much of his generation is thinking.
What if I told you Jesus came to abolish religion? What if I told you voting Republican really wasn't his mission? What if I told you Republican doesn't automatically mean Christian, and just because you call some people blind doesn't automatically give you vision?
Bethke takes apart religion and religious people for what he calls their hypocrisy, for building churches but not feeding the poor, for caring more about rules than about grace.
Now back to the point, one thing is vital to mention, how Jesus and religion are on opposite spectrums. See, one's the work of God, but one's a man-made invention. See, one is the cure, but the other's the infection.
Overnight, Bethke's video garnered 2 million views. The next day, 4 million.
I was like glad that the message I'm so passionate about was out there. But at the same time, I was like, oh, geez, I don't even want to go to my Gmail and see how many are going to be in the inbox now, you know?
With the popularity came some criticism.
Yeah, I got a ton of pushback.
From people who noted that Jesus did not hate religion, he was an observant Jew, and that the church has been at the forefront of helping the poor. But Bethke, who graduated from college last year, says his Christian friends feel the same way. The church is losing Jesus amid rules and partisan politics. He believes that's why his video went viral.
I think it was the perfect, succinct example of the division between my generation and the older generation. And since it was such on a national stage with YouTube, I think it finally gave everyone a reason to talk about it.
And talk they did. 200 people made videos in response. And now more than 18 million people have viewed it. Not bad for a video about religion, or anything else for that matter.
No one gets 17 or 18 million hits.
Kevin Alaka is YouTube's trends manager. He says only music videos do this well. You can never predict what will go viral, Alaka says, but Bethke's video has a couple of things in common with other YouTube hits.
They're very unique and engaging, but also they're just very shareable. And it's not just that you want to just share this with someone else and say, hey, check this out. It's you say, hey, I want you to watch this, and then I want to talk about it with you.
Bethke's video makes it clear. Young people not only think differently about their faith, they absorb it differently. Journalist Kathleen Falsani says she saw that when she visited a Sunday school class. The teenagers were rowdy, talking over each other and the teacher. But when the teacher played Bethke's video,
you could have heard a pin drop. They were absolutely rapt. They were focused. And then when it was done, they had really good questions to ask. They had excellent feedback.
Falsani, who heads up New Media for Sojourners, a progressive Christian organization, says video Christianity is not a bad thing. It's a spiritual thing.
I think the medium is the way that, you know, in my world, I'm an evangelical Christian, that I think the Holy Spirit is using to speak to children's hearts.
And to adults. She's seeing more videos about religion from all kinds of people, trying to sell their version of Christianity to others inside and outside of the church. Here's Tea Party Jesus, a video produced by liberal Christians.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the hill, and his disciples gathered around him.
In the South Park-like animation, Jesus is surrounded by his followers, including Glenn Beck, Michelle Bachman, Newt Gingrich, and Rush Limbaugh. He delivers a sermon using lines from speeches and posters at Tea Party rallies.
Blessed are the meek in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for lower taxes, for their pockets will be filled.
Liberals are relative newcomers to YouTube Christianity, a path pioneered in part by Molotov Mitchell. Mitchell is a martial arts teacher and rising star among religious conservatives. His video challenging Barack Obama's birth certificate drew 4.5 million viewers. His short videos are highly produced, always caustic and provocative.
Is it unfair to use gay in a negative way? I mean, do we have to automatically respect or even give special rights to them based on who they have sex with?
Another favorite target, Muslims.
It's not that most Muslims are less intelligent. They're just poorly educated. Islam violently opposes critical thinking, and that's why most Muslims have never even read a Quran.
In fact, Muslim Americans are just as likely to have a college degree as other Americans. Mitchell is deliberately offensive, but he has growing influence, attracting attention and donations. He says he's only following Jesus's example.
A lot of people have this picture of Jesus as this emaciated homosexual guy with blonde highlights in his hair, and he would never harm a fly, when really Jesus was far more balanced and righteous than that. Of course, he was loving and he was compassionate, but at the same time, he also was a man and he would fight.
Something Mitchell says Christian pastors, whom he calls cowards, have failed to do. So now,
young people are looking for answers elsewhere. And I think that our success has largely been because I don't pull any punches. I tell it like it is.
One thing is clear. Internet videos are changing Christianity, says David Kinneman. He's president of the Barna Group and has surveyed young Christians extensively. He says creating videos is as natural as breathing for young people. So forget about seminary. YouTube allows a martial arts teacher like Mitchell or a recent college graduate like Jefferson Bethke to broadcast their interpretation of Christianity to the world.
Anyone could be a theologian as long as you're persuasive, able to create a great internet video, and the luck of the draw that your video gets selected out of the thousands that are uploaded.
Kinneman says YouTube is creating a revolution akin to the printing press, which brought the Bible to every household. Overall, that's a good thing for religion.
But is there a possibility that this is going to actually create a sort of a new breed of people that are great at performance but light on theology? I think so.
But Jefferson Bethke says the church resists the technology at its peril.
The importance of YouTube, the importance of the internet is huge for the next coming generation of the church. We need to be able to utilize that, and we need to be able to infiltrate that realm to be able to actually impact the next coming generation.
Which Bethke is wasting no time in doing. He recently posted a video on sex and marriage. It has more than 3 million hits. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Brendan Banasak. The technical director is Stu Rushfield, and we get engineering support from Chris Nelson.
At the arts desk, Laura Bertrand, Tom Cole, Sarah Saracen, and Felix Contreras. National desk staff includes Steve Drummond, Les Cook, Marilyn G. Wax, Quinn O'Toole, Ken Barkas, Andrea De Leon, Amy Walters, and Marisa Peñalosa.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.